I am the good shepherd. Of all the images that Jesus uses to proclaim who he is, this image perhaps is the most clear. True story. A conversation between a surgeon and a six-year-old patient. The six-year-old was to have a test that required a needle to be put in his back to drain off fluid from his spine. He asked if he could recite the 23rd Psalm while going through the procedure. The doc says, oh, sure, go ahead. After the procedure was finished, the doc praised the boy for sitting so still while he worked on him. Saying the 23rd Psalm makes me strong, said the little boy. God helps me do things that are hard to do. Do you know how to say it? He asked the doctor. The doctor said, yes. Say it with me, responded the boy. As the six-year-old said the words, the doctor stumbled along. You really should learn it, commented the boy. It will help you through hard times because God makes you strong. That day, the doctor went home and carefully learned the words, and from that time on included that in his daily devotions. He found the six-year-old's testimony to be true. God does give us strength to get through hard times. When you and I put our faith in our good shepherd, we can say, I shall not want, because we reorder our priorities. Jesus, our good shepherd, we can say, he leads me through still waters, because he gives me a new focus on life. When we put our faith in Jesus, our good shepherd, we can say, even though I walk the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, because Jesus has won the victory over death through his death and resurrection. When we put our faith in Jesus, our good shepherd, we can say, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows, because we know he has claimed us as his own. And to know this ought to fill us with joy. When we put our faith in Jesus, our good shepherd, we can say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, because he has promised that all who believe in him will have that abundant life. We sit in these pews because we know that is true. So do I hear an amen? We misunderstand Jesus' purpose in proclaiming to be the good shepherd if we fail to grasp that whole gospel. The image of the 23rd Psalm, the image of today's gospel lesson, is very intimate and very personal. Jesus is very intimate. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. To be known by God, Jesus calls us by name. Jesus calls us into community. Jesus speaks of his sheep as one flock. Both at our baptism and again when we make affirmation of our faith, when we join the church, we affirm who we are as a child of God and our call to be in community of saints. Jesus puts it this way, I have other sheep who do not belong of this fold. I must lead them, that they too hear my voice, so they will be one flock and with one shepherd. Jesus taught in giving the Lord's Prayer to pray, Our Father, Our. That is very important. We move together for the building up of the kingdom of God. Building up the kingdom of God hand in hand together. Nothing should keep us from joining hands. Our sinful pride, however, can keep us from joining hands. And then who suffers? We all do, because we separate ourselves from the fellowship. Like the little boy who took his baseball and went home because he didn't want to play right field, so another player gets another ball, and the game continues. He missed out. Who suffers? Those outside the fellowship, because instead of seeing the love of Christ, they see our own personal interest. The church can be Satan's most fruitful playground. When divisions exist within a congregation or denomination, the work of the kingdom suffers. Here at St. Paul, we are a very gifted people, but we do not have all the gifts to address the needs of the community that we're here to serve. Same is true within the church family here. No one person has all the gifts to carry out our ministry. We need all hands on deck, for no gift, no talent is too small when we serve together. All who hear Jesus, our Good Shepherd's voice, know him, and he knows them. Why does the church exist? That was on your time and talent, that question. It's a question that needs to be raised all the time. We exist to be able to let those outside the church that there is room for them. Each time we hear the Good Shepherd text or read the 23rd Psalm or so in a prayerful way the song we sang between the lessons, "Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life." We have his promise to calm our anxious hearts, to give us direction, and lead us places where we need to go. He fills us with joy even in the valleys that we must enter. You know, we fool ourselves if we think that stuff's going to happen to other people, and all of a sudden we're surprised it's happening to us. Those valleys are going to come to us. Ultimately, though, we know we will dwell with him forever. When we have eternity in mind, we can deal with anything. When you and I live as brothers and sisters in faith, we show the world that Christ is no longer in the tomb. We show it is the voice of our Good Shepherd who brings us together, who makes us one. One, to witness he lives. He lives in me. He lives in us. Christ is risen.